Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. Rob, so now, will you go cruising?
I would say 7 days would be my max.
Yeah. Same restaurants.
Other than, here's the only one on my side. Disney cruise for my kids. There's some benefits.
Do it. Right? Do it, man. Do it.
It seems like less work than actually Disneyland.
No. No, it's not. It's not less work.
Less walking? No?
Yeah, there's less walking. You don't have to wait in lines, long lineups. But you can't compare a Disney cruise to the theme park. Fair. They're just two different things.
What's your longest you could last?
Oh, probably 7 days.
7 days.
Yeah. I think for me at this phase in my life, being on a ship where you're around eating the same meals or at the same restaurants or on the same people all the time.
So you're saying you'd probably need Ozempic after you return?
Oh, well, I don't think it's because of the cruise ship that I need to lose some weight. But I did get a haircut, so I've lost a few pounds there. Ooh, see that? Nice. Looks close.
Oh, it's
right?
Tight.
Looks nice, right? It's tight. All right. It was interesting. We have people approaching us. Feel free to reach out if you want, but contacting us on morethanmoneyradio.com, asking us questions and so forth. And one of the questions that we got was that I don't want this big tax bill when I die. I'm a solo retiree, so I'm going to start drawing money out of my RSPs, even though I have some cash outside of my RSPs, so I can live my lifestyle. So the question came out, when's the best time to take money out of your RSPs, Rob?
It depends.
Oh, here we go. You and God. Yours.
Here's the thing. Depends. The reason why I'm going to say, okay, I'll bring up one point. You are worried about the, let's call it 50% taxation of your RSP to your estate, meaning you're probably passed. That's one point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The other point is that you're taking money out of RSP early, and what are you going to do with that if you're not spending it? That's the biggest question I have.
Okay. So we've got a percent of the population that's going to take money out of RSPs, pay the tax, give the money to Ottawa that they have to give right mm-hmm. now, and then just put that money in their bank account and not spend it. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's an option. The other option is they're taking their money out of their RSPs. They are spending it, but they have a whole bunch of money, or they have some money outside of RSPs that they could use at a lower tax rate today mm-hmm. with the full view that they're trying to do this to save money on taxes upon their death. They basically want to pass on, in their view, more money to their beneficiaries upon their death, enhance their estate.
Well, there's two questions too. Are you just angry with the government? Are you trying to maximize your estate planning?
There are multiple ways to come to the conclusion or the outcome that you want. I want to not have a big tax bill. I want to leave more as an estate. I also want to have my income. And sometimes individuals, and I'm not saying the person who sent me this email is not saying this at all. But what we're hearing from others is that I want it all. I want it now, and I want the benefit of tomorrow. And there are ways to solve that problem. Mm-hmm. There's a mathematical analysis that can take place. So in a case with one other individual, and this was about 3-4 months ago, that we got the same kind of question. We did a quick analysis for them, give them their options, and it was in their financial or mathematical best interest to defer taking money or as much money out of their RSPs, use just more of your TFSAs and non-registered mm-hmm. money, and then upon your death, there'll still be a larger after-tax estate. Mm-hmm. And this individual said to me, it doesn't feel right. I'm not doing it. Mm.
What's the magic word that you feel there's potential missing? Or the benefit? Where are the differences?
So where are the differences? Let me get clarity on the question mm-hmm. so I can answer it properly. Where are the differences of why one would choose not to go through the mathematical approach? Or
there's a magic C word.
Say it.
Compounding.
There we go.
you miss out on that compounding that's deferred on taxation, that's this is where people miss out on that calculation.
And I don't think it's a calculation issue, because we can do the calculation and we can show you your two different scenarios. Mm-hmm. Take more RSP now or less RSP. That's really the calculation. Long as you're receiving your income and your cash flow you need to live mm-hmm. the lifestyle that you want, and what has the bigger estate, you can do that calculation. You can also use other types of structured products, maybe some life insurance, mm-hmm. to enhance the estate so you can still be more tax efficient, have a bigger estate, and enhance it with life insurance. Like, there's multiple ways to handle this. When you put out the mathematics, people still choose to go against the math because of emotion. It doesn't feel right.
Emotion or one word answers from what should I do? Just asking someone.
Oh, you're going down that path.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, yes, there are articles out there. There are social media posts. There are 30-second interviews on TV and radio that says, don't do this, do that, right? Take money out of your RSPs early. Mm-hmm. Just do that. It's better for you, right? Or don't do that. Your initial answer of it depends is accurate. Mm-hmm. It does require an analysis to see in your particular situation what's optimal for you. But when you do an analysis, they're not taking in any emotion.
Yep, fair.
They're just doing the mathematics.
Fair.
Right? They're just literally doing the math. And when you do the math and it tells you what to do, you know how many people don't follow the math? It's unbelievable. But I get it because it's emotive. I don't want to give up 50% feels a harder pill to swallow than I will pay a little bit more now. Even though if I follow the math, I'll leave a bigger estate behind. So what's the problem? Is it the bigger the estate or the tax bill you have to pay? Mm-hmm. They're focusing on the tax bill.
Yeah.
They're not focusing on what's the dollar amount in the pocket of your beneficiary upon your death. That's what you should worry about, in my opinion. But they don't.
And there is tons of other solutions, right? There's solutions to do it over time, right? I've seen the solutions of taking out a little bit more, putting in a TFSA, you're getting the compound growth moving forward. There is other solutions if you know the person's full, right?
And I'll tell you what happens in our industry. If a client says, which one should I do? And the advisor or the financial planner points out what they should do mathematically. And the client says, nah, I don't care what you really said there, or I don't want to follow that suggestion. I'm going to go ahead and just withdraw. They're going to let you withdraw. Mm-hmm. They can't stop you from doing that. They're just going to let you go ahead and do that, even if it's going to be to your detriment.
So they're not truly understanding the emotion.
Our industry is not truly understanding the emotion, generally speaking. And that's going to be a problem for a lot of people, mm-hmm. that they're going to come back down the road at some point, or maybe they'll do an analysis or they'll have a change of heart, or something will come along and go, oh, damn it, I should have done that before. Yeah, but we told you. Mm-hmm. And you said no. And that's it. We've absolved our responsibility. And I think that's wrong.
Yeah, fair.
I think that's wrong.
So what's the solution?
So what's the solution? Number one, get the analysis. Number two, articulate where the emotion's coming from. That's the hardest part for people, to really articulate where the emotion's coming from. Why do you have that reaction emotionally on this one piece? Mm-hmm. What is it? It could be anything. Understanding that and explaining that helps us as wealth advisors mm-hmm. to take care of that. Helps us. And these types of scenarios come out, and that's the solution. You figure that out, and then make the decision that's best for you.
Best for you.
And I think that's what people will have to understand, because when you're transitioning to retirement, when you're going through retirement, there is a strategy, an approach that is best for you. And we've been doing this now for 16 years, talking about this, trying to help as many Canadians as we can. We're going to have our seminar coming up talking about how to protect you and profit as well as give you the income that you need. When is that seminar, Rob?
You got it. Our next one is coming up in Calgary. This will be on Tuesday, September 10th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House. And you can go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
Thank you for joining us on QR Calgary and More Than Money. We're gonna ask you to connect to us on our website at morethanmoneyradio.com. Sign up for our newsletter or our blogs. And you can also find us on Facebook and all your other social media. On behalf of Rob Gehry, myself, Faisal Carmelli, thank you for joining us. And we will see you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy and Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets Inc.